Chapter 1. Shattered Night. Elena Morales never thought her world could break so suddenly. It was a calm night, with the quiet hum of the city muffled by the walls of her modest home. Her children were all asleep, their breaths steady in the rooms down the hall. It was a simple, ordinary evening. She'd spent the last hour folding laundry, a mundane task that held a strangely soothing rhythm, especially on nights when her husband, Javier, worked late. Tonight was supposed to be just another of those nights. But then came the knock on the door. It wasn't the knock of a neighbor or a friend dropping by unexpectedly. This was firm, demanding, with an urgency that cut through the silence and made her stomach drop. Elena's fingers tightened around the corner of a towel she was folding, and she found herself unable to breathe as she approached the door. She knew something was wrong. She could feel it in her bones. When she opened the door, two officers stood there, their faces carefully composed in a way that revealed nothing yet said everything. "Elena Morales," one of them asked gently. "Yes." Her voice wavered, but she held her ground. "Ma'am, may we come inside?" Elena nodded, stepping aside, her heart thundering in her chest. The officers moved in, standing just inside the door, removing their hats out of respect. They looked at each other briefly, the way people do when they're about to deliver news they wish they didn't have to. "Elena," the taller officer said, his tone softened by the weight of his words. "We're here to tell you. There's been an incident." Her mouth went dry, and she felt the room spin slightly. She clutched the wall to steady herself, feeling the coolness of the plaster against her hand. She wanted to tell them to stop, to leave her home, to rewind whatever terrible moment had brought them here, but she couldn't move. She was trapped in place, frozen in terror. "Your husband, Javier," the officer hesitated, his gaze dropping to the floor. "He was involved in an altercation. We tried everything, but he didn't make it." The words hung in the air, a silent explosion of grief that tore through her world. Elena felt her knees buckle, and she slid down the wall, her breaths coming in ragged gasps. This wasn't real. Couldn't be real. Javier couldn't be gone. He was just supposed to be out working, making the sacrifices they needed to keep the family going. He was her partner, her anchor. And now he was gone. One of the officers knelt beside her, his hand reaching out in a futile attempt to offer comfort. "We're so sorry, ma'am. If there's anything we can do." But their words washed over her, meaningless and distant, as if they were speaking from underwater. She could hear herself sobbing, feel the sting of tears on her cheeks, but none of it felt real. In some small corner of her mind, she realized her children would wake up. They'd come looking for her. They'd see her on the floor, broken and lost, and she couldn't let that happen. She couldn't let them see her this way. Wiping her eyes, Elena forced herself to stand, clutching the edge of the wall for support. She swallowed hard, feeling the thick lump of grief lodge in her throat.
"Hey,
I need to tell my kids," she whispered. The officers looked at her with a mixture of pity and helplessness, knowing there was nothing they could do to ease this burden. "Would you like us to stay?" one of them asked softly. She shook her head.
"Whoa.
I need to do this alone." They nodded, offering their condolences once more before stepping outside, leaving her in the darkness of her home, now so much emptier than it had been moments ago. As the door clicked shut, the reality of Javier's absence settled heavily on her, like an invisible weight pressing down on her chest, making it hard to breathe. Elena forced herself to move through the motions. She walked down the hallway, her hand grazing the walls as if they could steady her, as if they could somehow give her the strength she needed to tell her children. She opened the door to Sofia's room, watching her eldest daughter's peaceful face, her lashes fluttering slightly in her sleep. Elena felt a pang of guilt. She would have to shatter that peace, pull her daughter out of childhood and into the cruel world of loss. "Sofia," she whispered, her voice breaking. Sofia stirred, her eyes slowly opening, and in that instant, Elena saw the reflection of her own pain mirrored in her daughter's gaze. Sofia knew something was wrong, could sense it before the words even left her mother's mouth. "Mommy, what's wrong?" she asked, sitting up, her eyes wide with fear. "Your father. He's gone, Sofia. He's not coming back." The words came out in fragments, each one a stab of agony. Sophia's face crumpled, and she threw herself into Elena's arms, sobbing uncontrollably. Elena held her close, feeling the weight of her daughter's grief added to her own, and for a moment, they were just two souls, clinging to each other in a world that had suddenly become so much colder. They moved together to Miguel's room next. He was 9, still caught between innocence and the edge of understanding. When he saw their tear-streaked faces, he frowned, a mixture of confusion and dread filling his young eyes. "Where's Papa?" he asked, his voice trembling. Elena knelt beside him, brushing his hair back. "Papa won't be coming home, Miguel. He's gone to a better place. But we'll get through this. We'll stay together." Miguel's face twisted in anguish, and he buried his head in her shoulder, his small body shaking with sobs. She held him tightly, whispering soothing words she didn't quite believe herself, hoping they would be enough to ease his pain, if only for a moment. Finally, she entered Lucia's room. Her youngest was only 5, far too young to understand the full weight of loss. Lucia rubbed her eyes sleepily as Elena approached, a small, innocent smile playing on her lips. "Mommy," Lucia asked, reaching out her tiny hand. Elena took her daughter's hand, holding it tightly as she sat on the edge of the bed. She wouldn't tell Lucia everything yet, she was too young. All she said was, "Papa is going to be watching over us, Lucia." "From up in the sky." Lucia's brow furrowed, a hint of sadness in her eyes, but she seemed to accept it in the way only a child could. She leaned into her mother, resting her head on Elena's shoulder, and soon drifted back to sleep. With her children taken care of, Elena returned to her bedroom and sat alone, her grief filling the room like a silent storm. She stared at the space where Javier should have been, imagining him walking through the door, smiling, joking about his day. But he wouldn't. He was gone, leaving her with the impossible task of carrying on. As the night wore on, she felt the weight of her new reality settling upon her. She was now a widow, a single mother, alone in a world that had taken everything she held dear. But as her children slept, curled up in their beds, she made herself a promise. No matter how hard it would be, she would find a way to protect them. She would find a way to survive. Chapter 2. The Weight of Tomorrow. The morning light crept slowly into the house, bathing everything in a muted gray glow that mirrored Elena's mood. She had barely slept, her mind whirling in endless circles, trying to grasp the enormity of her new reality. Javier was gone. She was alone now, with 3 children depending on her, and no job to fall back on. Each thought was a stone dropped into the well of her grief, sinking deeper and pulling her down with it. Sophia was the first to stir, her face pale and swollen from the tears she'd cried through the night. She moved quietly into the kitchen, as though she were afraid to disturb the stillness. She looked up at Elena, her eyes filled with questions, but she stayed silent, instinctively sensing that her mother didn't have the answer she needed. Elena took a shaky breath, pouring 2 mugs of tea, one for herself and one for Sophia. As they sat together, Elena struggled to keep her voice steady. "We're going to be okay, Sophia. It won't be easy, but we'll get through this together." Sophia nodded, biting her lip, her maturity painfully apparent. "Do we have enough money, Mommy?" she asked softly. Elena's heart tightened. She wished she could reassure her daughter, but they both knew the truth. Javier's job had been their lifeline. Without him, their finances were tenuous at best. Their savings were modest, meant only to cover a few months of emergencies. Now, with no income, no job prospects, and a mountain of bills waiting on the kitchen counter, the future felt more uncertain than ever. "We'll figure it out," Elena replied, trying to sound confident. "I'll look for work, and we'll make do with what we have." But even as she said the words, she felt the weight of her promise pressing down on her. When Miguel and Lucia awoke, they seemed quieter than usual, sensing the shift in their world even if they didn't fully understand it. Miguel glanced at his mother with a somber look, his brown eyes shadowed with confusion. He was old enough to grasp that his father was gone but still too young to process the finality of it. Lucia, on the other hand, toddled over to Elena, clutching her favorite stuffed bear, a worn but beloved gift from Javier. "Is Papa coming home today?" Lucia asked innocently, her big eyes hopeful. Elena knelt, her hand cupping her daughter's cheek. "Papa has gone to a place where he'll be watching over us all the time," she said gently. "But he won't be coming home." Lucia's little brow furrowed, her mouth puckering in a way that told Elena the tears were close. "But I want him here," she whispered. "I know, sweetheart," Elena replied, hugging her tightly. "I want him here too." After breakfast, Elena sat down to go through the bills and paperwork that Javier had always taken care of. She felt adrift in the sea of figures and due dates, each envelope a reminder of how much she didn't know and how much she'd need to learn to keep the household running. Rent was due in a week, utilities were close behind, and the grocery bill. She stopped herself from going further, feeling the familiar pressure of panic starting to build. Just as she was sinking into despair, the phone rang. It was her friend Daniela, her voice filled with gentle concern. "Elena, I just heard. I'm so sorry. I don't even know what to say." Elena felt a fresh wave of tears, but she fought them back, grateful to hear a friendly voice. "Thank you, Danny. It's hard. Harder than I could have imagined." "I understand," Daniela said softly. "Listen, if there's anything you need, don't hesitate to ask, okay? And if you're looking for work, I know a few places that might be hiring. They aren't glamorous jobs, but it could be something to start." The idea of working any job was daunting. Elena had always been there for her children, managing their school schedules, helping with homework, and creating a home for them while Javier provided for them. But now the rules had changed. There was no option but to face the reality head-on. "Thank you, Danny," Elena replied. "Hey, I think I'll need some help with that. I haven't worked in years, and I wouldn't even know where to start." "Come by my place tomorrow," Daniela suggested. "We'll figure out a plan together." "You're not alone, Elena." Hearing those words brought a brief glimmer of relief. She wasn't completely alone. She had friends, people who cared about her and her family. It wasn't much, but it was something to hold on to. That afternoon, she called the social services office to inquire about any assistance programs. She felt a stab of pride, a voice in her head whispering that she shouldn't need help, that she should be able to do this on her own. But as she spoke to the representative on the other end of the line, listing her situation and her immediate needs, that pride began to fade. Pride wasn't going to keep the lights on or put food on the table. The woman on the other end was kind, explaining the options available to her. There were food assistance programs, temporary financial aid, and even a small fund for children's school supplies. It wasn't a solution, but it was a start. As she hung up the phone, she felt an overwhelming mix of relief and sadness. She had been independent, a mother proud of her family, proud of the life she and Javier had built. Now, she was accepting government assistance to survive, and the shame of it stung. But in the back of her mind, she knew Javier would want her to do whatever it took to protect their children, to keep them safe and sheltered, no matter the cost to her pride. That night, as the children slept, Elena sat at the kitchen table, surrounded by bills and forms. She made a list of priorities. Find a job, budget their savings, and cut out any expenses that weren't essential. Her resolve hardened with each item she crossed off. She would make this work. She had no choice. The next day, she dressed in her best, though her best was modest and well-worn, and took a deep breath before stepping out into the world. Sofia watched her leave, her expression solemn, understanding that this was the start of something new and hard for their family. Elena wanted to promise her that it would all be okay, but even she didn't know if that was true. She met with Daniela, who embraced her tightly and spent hours helping Elena navigate the job search. They visited a few local businesses, handed out resumes, and filled out applications. Elena found herself in places she'd never imagined working. A laundromat, a small convenience store, a cafe that smelled perpetually of burnt coffee. It was humbling and exhausting, but each step was a small victory, a reminder that she was still fighting, still moving forward. By the time she returned home, her feet were sore, and her heart felt heavier than ever. But Sofia greeted her with a shy smile, and Miguel, despite his silence, seemed grateful to see her. Lucia toddled over, her small arms reaching up for a hug, and Elena knelt to embrace her youngest, feeling her spirits lift just slightly. That night, as she lay in bed, staring up at the ceiling, she realized that she had made it through another day. It wasn't much, but it was something. She would keep going one day at a time until she found her footing again. And no matter what lay ahead, she would be there for her children. They were her reason, her purpose, and she would fight for them, no matter how heavy the weight of tomorrow might feel. Chapter 3. Cracks in the Foundation. The days began to blur together for Elena as she adjusted to her new life. She had managed to secure a part-time job at the cafe Daniela had introduced her to. It wasn't much. Just enough to cover the basics, but not nearly enough to allow for any luxuries. The work was hard, and her shifts often ran late into the evening, leaving her exhausted by the time she got home. Still, it was something, and she clung to it like a lifeline. But the cracks were beginning to show. Started with Miguel. He had always been Javier's little shadow, eager to imitate his father, following him around the house, asking questions about everything under the sun. Now he was distant, withdrawn, a shadow of the lively boy he'd once been. Elena had tried to talk to him to draw him out, but her attempts were met with silence or worse, anger. One evening, she found herself called into his school. The principal, a kind woman in her 50s, sat her down and explained that Miguel had been getting into fights with other students. "It's not uncommon for children his age to act out when they've experienced a traumatic loss," she said gently. Her eyes filled with sympathy. "Sometimes they're just trying to process feelings they don't fully understand." Elena felt a familiar sting of guilt. Miguel was hurting, and she was too busy scrambling to make ends meet to give him the support he needed. "I'll talk to him," she promised, though she wasn't sure what she could say to ease his pain. That night, after her shift at the cafe, she sat down with him. He was on the couch, staring at the television with a blank expression. She turned it off, and he looked up at her, frowning. "Miguel, your teacher told me you've been having some trouble at school," she began gently. "Do you want to talk about it?" He crossed his arms, looking away. "No." She sighed, feeling the weight of helplessness settle over her. "I know it's been hard since. Since your father passed. I miss him too, Miguel. But fighting isn't going to make things better." His eyes flashed with anger, and he finally looked at her. His face twisted in pain. "You don't get it, Mommy. Everyone thinks I'm weak now that Papa's gone. They think our family's weak. I have to show them we're not." Elena's heart broke at his words. She hadn't realized how deeply Miguel's pride was affected, how much he was trying to prove his own strength in the absence of his father. She reached out to touch his shoulder, but he pulled away, a wall already forming between them. "We're not weak, Miguel," she said softly. "We're strong because we're still here. Because we're still together. That's what your papa would want. For us to stick together to help each other." He didn't respond, his jaw set stubbornly, and she realized that this conversation wasn't going to end with easy reassurances. Miguel needed time, just like the rest of them, but it didn't make it any less painful to watch him struggle. Things weren't much easier with Sofia. At 14, she had always been mature for her age, responsible and caring, often helping with her younger siblings without being asked. But recently, Elena had noticed her daughter becoming quieter. Her face etched with worry lines that no teenager should have. Late one night, Elena found Sofia sitting alone in the kitchen, her head buried in a textbook. She was supposed to be asleep, but Elena knew her daughter had taken on more than she could handle, trying to make up for the absence of her father by helping out in ways a child her age shouldn't have to. "Sofia," Elena said softly, taking a seat beside her. "You're doing too much. You need to rest." Sofia looked up, her eyes dark with exhaustion. "I'm fine, Mommy. I need to finish this if I want to keep my grades up. I don't want to let you down." Elena felt a wave of sadness. She reached out, taking Sofia's hand. "You're not letting me down, sweetheart. You never could. I want you to be a kid, to enjoy your life. You don't have to take on all this responsibility. Sophia gave her a small, tired smile. But I want to help, Mommy. I know how hard things are for you. Elena's throat tightened. She knew Sophia was only trying to ease her burden, but it pained her to see her daughter carrying such a heavy load. Just promise me you'll take care of yourself too, okay? You're my daughter, not my helper. I want you to feel free to be a kid. Sophia nodded, but Elena could see the determination in her eyes, the quiet resolve that had always defined her. Despite her reassurances, she knew Sophia would keep shouldering more than she should, trying to hold their family together in her own way. In the midst of all this, there was Lucia, her youngest, who struggled to understand why her father wasn't coming back. Every night, she asked Elena the same heartbreaking question. When is Papa coming home? And every night, Elena gave her the same answer, that Papa was in a better place, watching over them. But it didn't stop Lucia from curling up beside her at night, seeking comfort from a mother who could barely keep herself together. Elena felt the walls closing in. The grief, the stress, the weight of her new responsibilities, they were all crashing down on her, and she wasn't sure how much longer she could hold up under the pressure. The cracks in their family were deepening, and she didn't know how to fix them. One night, as she lay in bed, staring up at the ceiling, she felt a pang of fear that nearly took her breath away. She was failing her children. They were slipping through her fingers, each of them drowning in their own way, and she didn't know how to save them. Javier had always been the steady hand, the calming presence. Without him, she felt adrift, struggling to keep them afloat. The next day, she made a decision. She couldn't do this alone. She would need help, even if it meant swallowing her pride. She called Daniela, who came over that afternoon. Her face filled with compassion and understanding. They sat at the kitchen table, and Elena poured out her heart, confessing her fears and her doubts, the guilt that gnawed at her every time she looked at her children. Elena, you don't have to do this alone, Daniela said, her voice steady and reassuring. It's okay to ask for help. You're going through something no one should have to face by themselves. But I'm their mother. I'm supposed to be strong for them, Elena whispered, tears filling her eyes. Being strong doesn't mean you have to bear it all alone. Let me help you. We'll find a way to get through this, one step at a time. With Daniela's encouragement, Elena began to look into counseling options for Miguel and Sophia, finding resources that could help them process their grief. It was a small step, but it felt like progress, a sliver of hope in the overwhelming darkness. As she tucked her children in that night, she felt a quiet resolve growing within her. She didn't have all the answers, and the cracks in their family weren't going to mend overnight. But she wasn't going to give up. They had lost Javier, but they still had each other, and that had to be enough. In the silence of her bedroom, Elena whispered a promise into the darkness, hoping that somehow, somewhere, Javier could hear her. I'll keep them safe, she murmured. I'll hold us together. I don't know how, but I'll do it. For you. For us. And with that promise, she allowed herself to close her eyes, holding on to the hope that tomorrow might bring a little more light. Chapter 4. A Ray of Hope. As the weeks wore on, Elena felt a slight shift in her world. It wasn't a drastic change, but more like the first hints of warmth after a long winter. It had started with Daniela, whose help was more than just moral support. She had become a constant presence in Elena's life, helping with the kids, offering advice, and showing her new ways to navigate this unfamiliar terrain of single motherhood. One afternoon, after her shift at the cafe, Elena decided to visit Daniela at her apartment. They had planned to go over some of the options Daniela had found for grief counseling, particularly for Miguel, whose behavior had only grown more volatile. She knocked on the door, and Daniela welcomed her inside with a warm smile. Tea, Daniela offered, motioning toward the kettle already whistling on the stove. Yes, please, Elena replied, sinking into a chair at the kitchen table. She felt a strange sense of relief in Daniela's small, cozy apartment, where everything seemed orderly and calm. It was a stark contrast to the chaos she felt every day in her own home. As they sipped their tea, Daniela pulled out a list she had printed from her computer. I found a couple of places that offer low-cost counseling. They're reputable, and I've heard good things from people in the community. She slid the list across the table, and Elena scanned it, nodding slowly. "Thank you, Danny," she murmured, her voice thick with gratitude. "I don't know what I would do without you." Daniela smiled, reaching across the table to squeeze Elena's hand. "You're not alone. And I know you'd do the same for me." Just as they were finishing up, there was a knock at the door. Daniela raised an eyebrow, excusing herself to answer it. A moment later, she returned with a man in his early 40s, dressed in a police uniform. He had a kind face, with a hint of a smile in his eyes, and he nodded politely at Elena. "Elena, this is Officer Raul Mendoza. He's a friend of mine from college." Daniela introduced him. "He works with a community outreach program. I told him a little bit about your situation, and he offered to help." Elena looked up at the officer, feeling a flicker of hope, mixed with a tinge of uncertainty. "Thank you for coming," she said, standing to shake his hand. "It's my pleasure," Officer Mendoza replied, his tone gentle and sincere. "I know it's hard to go through something like this alone. Daniela told me you're looking for resources, so I thought I'd drop by to share some information. We have a program that offers support to families affected by violence, with everything from counseling to financial aid for basic needs." Elena's eyes widened slightly. She had never considered asking the police for help. In her mind, they had always been distant figures, enforcing the law, not necessarily providing support. That would be wonderful," Elena said, her voice trembling. "I didn't even know programs like that existed." Officer Mendoza nodded. "A lot of people don't. But that's what we're here for. I brought some pamphlets and application forms. If you're interested, we can help you get started right away." He placed a stack of papers on the table, and Elena looked over them, feeling a strange sense of relief. The pamphlets detailed various types of assistance, including temporary rent support, food vouchers, and even scholarships for children affected by loss. She felt as if a weight had been lifted from her shoulders, if only slightly. "How do I apply?" she asked, her voice barely a whisper. "Just fill out these forms, and I'll take care of the rest," Officer Mendoza replied. "I'll keep in touch with you throughout the process. We'll do everything we can to make things easier for you and your kids." For the first time since Javier's death, Elena felt a genuine sense of hope. She glanced at Daniela, who was watching her with a soft smile, and she felt a surge of gratitude for her friend's kindness and for this unexpected ally in Officer Mendoza. "Thank you," she said, looking back at him. "I don't know how to express how much this means to me." He waved her thanks away, smiling warmly. "You don't have to thank me, Elena. We're just doing our job. But I do want you to know that you're not alone. There's a whole community here ready to help." After Officer Mendoza left, Elena felt a renewed sense of purpose. She stayed with Daniela a little longer, filling out the forms and asking questions about each option. By the time she left, she had a plan, something she hadn't felt in a long time. Over the next few days, she found herself lifting, even if just slightly, from the crushing weight that had been her constant companion since Javier's death. She went to work with a new resolve, and her children seemed to sense the change in her. But not everything was perfect. Miguel still struggled, his behavior at school improving only marginally. But it was a start. One evening, when she was making dinner, he came up to her, holding a drawing he had done in school. "Look, Mommy," he said quietly, handing it to her. She took the paper and looked at it. The drawing was of their family, including Javier, standing under a bright sun, with hearts floating around them. But what struck her was the expression on Javier's face. Miguel had drawn him smiling, and the picture radiated warmth and love. "He's still with us, right?" Miguel asked, his voice small. Elena felt a lump in her throat, but she managed a smile, pulling him into a hug. "Yes, sweetheart. Papa is always with us. And he'd be so proud of you, just like I am." Miguel leaned into her, his small arms wrapping around her waist, and she held him tightly, feeling a glimmer of hope that they would find their way through this, one step at a time. Sofia, too, seemed to be adjusting, taking on less responsibility as Elena reassured her that she didn't need to carry the weight of the world. They spent more time together, laughing over simple things, and Elena could see the light slowly returning to her daughter's eyes. A few weeks later, she received a call from Officer Mendoza. He had good news. Her application had been approved for temporary rent assistance, and the counseling sessions for Miguel would begin the following week. The relief was overwhelming, and she found herself crying as she thanked him over the phone. "Don't hesitate to reach out if you need anything else," he said gently. "Remember, we're here to help." After hanging up, she sat at the kitchen table, her heart filled with a strange mix of gratitude and sadness. She missed Javier with every fiber of her being, but she felt his presence in the support she was receiving, in the kindness of strangers who had stepped forward to help her and her children. She knew, somehow, that he would be proud of her for reaching out, for allowing herself to lean on others. That evening, she gathered her children around the table for dinner, a warm meal she had managed to prepare despite her busy day. They laughed and talked, and for the first time in a long time, the house felt less empty. There were still shadows, reminders of the loss they'd suffered, but now there was also a light, a flicker of hope that promised better days ahead. After the children were asleep, she sat alone in the quiet of the night, staring up at the stars through the small kitchen window. She whispered a quiet thank you into the night, hoping that somehow, wherever he was, Javier could hear her. She was still standing. Their family was still holding together, fragile but resilient. And with each passing day, she was learning to live again, piecing together a future from the fragments of her broken heart. She wasn't alone anymore, and that made all the difference. Chapter 5. Into the Shadows. As Elena's world began to find its rhythm again, a shadow from Javier's past crept into her life, uninvited and unwelcome. It was late one evening, just after she had put the kids to bed and was preparing for another shift at the cafe. The knock at her door was soft but insistent, sending a ripple of unease through her. She wasn't expecting anyone. When she opened the door, a man stood there, a tall, lean figure with a hardened face and eyes that didn't quite meet hers. There was something familiar about him, a hint of Javier's past that she'd almost forgotten. "Elena Morales," he asked, his voice smooth and too friendly. "Yes," she replied cautiously, gripping the doorframe. The man smiled, a slow, calculating smile that sent a chill down her spine. "You probably don't remember me, but I was a friend of Javier's. My name is Carlos. Carlos Rivas." He paused, studying her reaction. "He called me Coyote." Recognition dawned on Elena. She had heard Javier mention him a few times, usually in passing, a name that surfaced in old stories from a life Javier had left behind. "I'm sorry, Carlos. I didn't realize," she trailed off, unsure of how to finish the thought. Javier's old acquaintances rarely showed up at their door, especially not at night. Carlos tilted his head, a slight smirk on his face. "I came by because, well, you see, your husband and I had some business together. And unfortunately, some of that business was left unfinished." Elena's heart sank. She had no idea what he meant, but the way he looked at her, the cool calculation in his eyes, made her instinctively draw back. "I don't know anything about that," she said, trying to keep her voice steady. "Javier never mentioned any business with you." "Ah, that's the thing about Javier," Carlos replied, still smiling. "He was always good at keeping things quiet." His tone shifted, growing harder. "But debts have a way of catching up, even when someone's gone. And I'm afraid his debt has landed in your lap now, Elena." Panic bubbled up inside her, but she forced herself to stay calm. She had no money to spare, nothing to give this man. Everything she earned went toward feeding her children, keeping the lights on, and covering the basics. "I don't have anything to pay you," she said honestly. "If there was some kind of debt, I can't help you with it." Carlos's expression softened, but it didn't put her at ease. "Oh, I don't expect you to pay it all at once," he said smoothly. "I'm a reasonable man, Elena. I just need, let's call it a monthly contribution. Nothing you can't manage. And if you cooperate, I can make things easier for you." Elena's stomach twisted. She had been scraping by on the little assistance she received, balancing bills with what she made at the cafe. The thought of giving even a fraction of it to this man was unthinkable. "Please, Carlos," she said, desperation edging her voice. "I don't have anything to spare. I'm just trying to take care of my kids." Carlos's smile faded, replaced by a colder, steely look. "Everyone has something to spare, Elena, even if it doesn't seem like it." He leaned in closer, his voice dropping to a whisper. "Think about what you can manage. I'll come back in a week, and we'll talk then." Without another word, he turned and disappeared into the night, leaving her standing in the doorway, stunned and shaking. She closed the door and leaned against it, trying to steady her breathing. The safety she had fought so hard to build for her children felt like it was slipping through her fingers. The days that followed were a haze of anxiety and fear. She couldn't tell her children, of course, and she didn't want to involve Daniela, who had already done so much for her. But every time she thought of Carlos's visit, her heart raced. She felt trapped, cornered by a debt she hadn't known existed. A week later, as promised, Carlos returned. He didn't knock this time, instead letting himself in through the front gate and making his way up to her door. She steeled herself as she opened it, hoping to exude a confidence she didn't feel. "Carlos," she greeted him, trying to keep her voice steady.
"Hey.
I still don't have any money for you. I don't know what else you expect from me." He raised an eyebrow, unimpressed. "Elena, I told you, I'm not asking for everything right now. But I do need to know you're willing to cooperate." Elena's throat tightened, but she forced herself to speak. "What exactly do you want from me?" Carlos smiled, an unsettling gleam in his eye.
"Simple.
Just a little money, whatever you can manage.
It's not much.
I need you to keep an eye out for me. You see, your husband was good at knowing things. He'd spot opportunities. I think you can do the same." The implication was clear, and it made her feel sick. Carlos wanted her to be an informant, to watch the people around her, the neighborhood, and report back to him. It was a betrayal of everything she stood for, everything she was trying to build.
"No," she said, her voice firm.
"I'm not doing that. I'm not getting involved in anything illegal." Carlos's face darkened, and his friendly facade slipped, revealing the hard edge beneath. "I'd rethink that if I were you, Elena. Javier and I went back a long way, and I don't take unpaid debts lightly." Fear coiled around her heart, but she kept her gaze steady. "I don't know what you think you'll gain by threatening me, Carlos.
Have nothing.
Have no money, no assets. Just leave me and my family alone." He regarded her in silence for a long moment, as if weighing his options. Finally, he gave a shrug, his expression unreadable.
"I can be patient, Elena. But remember, everyone has a price. Even you.
I'll be in touch." With that, he turned and left, leaving her standing in the doorway, her fists clenched and her heart pounding. After he left, she sank down onto the couch, feeling drained and defeated. She was angry, furious that this man, this specter from Javier's past, thought he could walk into her life and make demands. But beneath her anger was a deeper fear, a sense of helplessness that made her feel small and powerless. That night, as she lay awake in bed, her mind raced, searching for solutions. She couldn't fight Carlos directly. She didn't have the resources or the power. But she refused to give in, to let him manipulate her into doing something that could jeopardize her family's safety. She would have to be smart, careful, and cautious. She didn't know how, but she would find a way to protect her children from the darkness that threatened to encroach upon their lives. Over the next few days, she began to make discreet inquiries. She asked neighbors, people at work, and a few others she trusted about Carlos's reputation, hoping to learn more about the man who had placed her in his crosshairs. The stories were unsettling. He was known as someone who made a living in the shadows, a man who profited off others' desperation. One evening, she considered reaching out to Officer Mendoza. He had helped her before, and she trusted him, but the risk felt too high. She knew men like Carlos didn't take kindly to police involvement. For now, she'd have to face this alone, with quiet determination and as much caution as she could muster. As she prepared for bed, Elena felt a renewed resolve. She wasn't powerless.
She was a mother, a protector, and she would fight for her children's safety, no matter what. Javier's memory was her strength, the beacon she clung to in the darkness. She would find a way to keep her family safe from the shadows that had come knocking at her door. Chapter 6. The Fight for Tomorrow. Elena spent the following days in a state of constant vigilance. She kept her children close, her eyes sharper than ever, watching for any sign that Carlos might be lurking nearby. The fear was a steady drumbeat in the back of her mind, but it was accompanied by something else, a hardened resolve. She wouldn't let him control her life or threaten her family's fragile stability. But for now, she would have to stay cautious, waiting for the right opportunity to make her move. One evening, as she walked home from her shift, she noticed a familiar figure waiting on her doorstep. It was Officer Raul Mendoza, and his face was filled with concern. Elena's heart skipped a beat. She hadn't reached out to him, but she knew she couldn't keep silent forever. He had been one of the few people to offer genuine help, and she trusted him. "Good evening, Officer Mendoza," she greeted him, trying to keep her tone steady. "Elena, I wanted to check on you," he replied, his expression kind but serious. "I know things have been difficult, and I just wanted to make sure you're all right. You can always reach out if there's something on your mind." Elena hesitated, glancing over her shoulder to make sure her children were still occupied inside. She took a deep breath and nodded. "There is something," she admitted, her voice barely a whisper. "A man came to my house. He says Javier owed him a debt, and now he's expecting me to pay it." Officer Mendoza's face hardened, and he leaned in closer. "Who is this man?" "His name is Carlos Rivas. He goes by Coyote." Elena's hands trembled as she said the name aloud, but she forced herself to stay calm. "He's someone from Javier's past, someone I thought was long gone." Mendoza sighed, his expression growing grim. "I know Carlos. He's been in and out of trouble for years, always operating on the edges of the law. But he's slippery, hard to pin down. He knows how to make people afraid." Elena nodded, feeling a cold shiver run down her spine. "He wants money from me, money I don't have. And he's hinted that he won't stop until he gets what he wants." Raul placed a reassuring hand on her shoulder. "Elena, listen to me. You don't owe this man anything. If he shows up again, don't engage with him. Contact me right away. I'll make sure someone is watching your house." "Thank you," she said, relief flooding her. But as grateful as she was for his help, she knew she couldn't rely solely on the police. She had to find a way to protect her family herself, to build a life that Carlos couldn't touch. The next few weeks were a test of endurance. Between her shifts at the cafe, counseling sessions for Miguel, and trying to keep her family afloat, Elena found herself growing stronger. She no longer felt the constant sting of panic. Instead, she focused on each task with quiet determination. She saved every dollar she could, setting aside a small amount of cash just in case, and made an effort to keep her children close, filling their home with love despite the looming threat outside. One afternoon, as she was heading to pick up Miguel from school, Daniela called her with unexpected news. "I have a friend who's looking for someone to help with cleaning offices on the weekends," she said excitedly. "It's not much, but it could give you a little extra." Elena's heart swelled with gratitude. "Thank you, Danny. You have no idea how much this means to me." With the new cleaning job, Elena's schedule became even more packed, but she welcomed the exhaustion. Each dollar earned was another step toward freedom, another shield against Carlos's threats. She worked tirelessly, determined to save enough money to make him irrelevant in her life. Then, late one night, she came home to find Sophia waiting up for her. Her daughter looked older than her years, worry etched across her face. "Mommy," Sophia said, her voice soft. "I know you're working so hard for us, but I'm worried about you. You hardly sleep, and you're always so tired." Elena sat down beside her, brushing a strand of hair from her daughter's face. "I'm doing this for you, Sophia. For all of you. So we can have a better life." "I know, Mommy," Sophia replied, tears brimming in her eyes. "But you don't have to do it all alone. I want to help. I can babysit Lucia and Miguel, or help with things around the house. Elena felt a surge of pride, mingled with sadness. Her daughter had already taken on so much responsibility, and she didn't want her to carry any more of their burden. "Thank you, Mia Moore," she said, wrapping Sophia in a tight hug. "You've already helped me more than you know. Just keep being the wonderful daughter you are, and that's all the help I need." Sophia nodded, though Elena could see the determination in her eyes. Her children were growing up faster than she'd wanted, but she knew she couldn't protect them from every hardship. All she could do was make sure they were loved and supported, no matter what. But Carlos wasn't finished. Another week passed before he returned, his expression colder and his patience clearly waning. He didn't waste time with pleasantries this time. He stepped right into her path as she left for work one morning, his eyes glinting with a dangerous edge. "Elena, I don't like being ignored," he said, his tone as icy as his stare. "I've been patient, but I need something from you now." Elena stood her ground, her heart pounding but her gaze unwavering. "I told you before, I don't have anything to give you. I'm barely keeping my family fed." Carlos's mouth twisted in irritation. "Don't make this harder on yourself. A little bit every month, that's all I'm asking. You find it, or I find another way." Just as he finished speaking, she caught sight of Officer Mendoza's car turning the corner, slowing as he saw them. Carlos noticed too, and he sneered, stepping back from her. "This isn't over, Elena," he hissed, his voice low and menacing. "I'll be back." Mendoza parked and stepped out, his hand casually resting on his belt as he approached. "Is there a problem here, Mr. Rivas?" he asked, his tone calm but firm. Carlos smiled, an expression as thin as a blade. "No problem at all, officer. I was just leaving." As Carlos walked away, Mendoza turned to Elena, his expression concerned. "Are you all right?" She nodded, though her hands were still shaking. "He won't stop, will he?" Mendoza placed a reassuring hand on her shoulder. "We'll keep an eye on him. You don't have to face this alone, Elena. The law is on your side." Elena took a deep breath, forcing herself to calm down. "Thank you, Raul. I don't know what I'd do without your support." As she headed to work that day, she felt a renewed sense of resolve. Carlos might be relentless, but so was she. She had survived so much already, and she wasn't about to let him intimidate her into giving up. She would find a way, one way or another, to keep her family safe. That night, as she put her children to bed, she lingered a little longer, sitting with each of them, telling them stories of strength and courage, stories that reflected her own journey. She saw the warmth in their eyes, the trust and love they held for her, and it fueled her determination. She would fight for their tomorrow, no matter how many shadows tried to darken their path. And as she closed her eyes, the image of Javier appeared in her mind, his smile a reminder of the strength they had once shared. She whispered a promise to him, a vow she intended to keep. She would protect their family, keep their love alive, and fight for a future they could be proud of. Chapter 7. Rising from Shadows. Elena awoke with a sense of purpose she hadn't felt in a long time. It was as if Javier's memory was urging her forward, reminding her that she had a strength she'd only just begun to uncover. She had spent months living in fear, but now, with each passing day, that fear was being replaced by a quiet resolve. She would stand her ground, for herself, for her children, and for the life she was determined to rebuild. Carlos's shadow still lingered, a reminder of Javier's past, but Officer Mendoza's presence had given her a newfound confidence. Knowing he was watching out for her was a comfort, but she knew she couldn't rely on him forever. She had to find her own way to break free from Carlos's grip. One evening, after putting the kids to bed, Elena sat at the kitchen table, carefully counting the savings she had managed to scrape together from her two jobs. It wasn't much, but it was enough to give her a little breathing room. A small victory, but a victory nonetheless. She knew that if she kept working, kept pushing forward, she could one day leave Carlos's demands behind. But she also knew he wouldn't wait forever. The next time Carlos came by, Elena was ready. She stood at her doorstep, her back straight, her chin lifted, facing him with an air of defiance she didn't think she'd be capable of. Carlos looked at her with his usual sneer, but she could tell he noticed the change in her. "Elena, I'm losing patience," he said, his voice low and menacing. "You've been avoiding me, and I don't appreciate being ignored." "I'm not avoiding you," Elena replied, keeping her voice steady. "But I'm done living in fear. I've got nothing left to give you, and I'm not going to let you threaten me anymore." Carlos took a step closer, his eyes narrowing. "You think you can stand up to me?" he scoffed, his tone dripping with contempt. "You're just a widow with no power, no one to protect you." Elena held her ground, refusing to let his words shake her. "I'm not afraid of you, Carlos," she said firmly. "You're a bully, and bullies only have power when people let them. I'm done letting you control me." Carlos's expression twisted into anger, his hands balling into fists. "I could make things very hard for you, Elena. Don't forget who you're dealing with." At that moment, Officer Mendoza rounded the corner, his timing perfect. He had been quietly keeping tabs on Carlos, and he walked over with a calm but authoritative presence that made Carlos tense up. "Mr. Rivas," Mendoza said, his voice steady, "I think it's time you leave Elena alone. Your presence here isn't welcome, and any further harassment will be met with serious consequences." Carlos glared at the officer, his face darkening. "You think you can keep me away? She owes me, and I don't forget debts." Mendoza crossed his arms, standing firm. "Whatever debt you believe exists died with Javier. Elena owes you nothing. If you so much as set foot on this property again, you'll be facing legal action." Carlos opened his mouth to protest, but the look in Mendoza's eyes told him this wasn't a battle he could win. He shot one last scowl at Elena, his expression full of unspoken threats, then turned and walked away, his figure disappearing into the shadows. Elena let out a breath she hadn't realized she'd been holding. The tension in her shoulders melted as she watched Carlos fade from sight, and for the first time, she felt a sense of relief. She turned to Mendoza, her eyes filled with gratitude. "Thank you," she whispered, her voice choked with emotion. "I don't know what I would have done without you." Mendoza gave her a reassuring smile. "You did this on your own, Elena. You stood up to him. I was just here to make sure he knew you weren't alone." That night, as she sat in her quiet home, Elena felt a peace that she hadn't known in a long time. She realized that her life, though marked by loss, was still full of love and strength. She had fought for her children, for her own dignity, and for the future she wanted to build. Javier's memory lived on in her, not as a reminder of her pain, but as a source of strength, a silent encouragement to keep moving forward. Over the weeks that followed, Elena's life began to settle into a new rhythm. With Carlos out of the picture, she felt a renewed sense of freedom. Her job at the cafe became more than just a way to make ends meet. It was a place where she found support and friendship, a community that valued her. The extra income from cleaning offices helped her slowly build a small cushion of savings, a safety net she had never thought she could achieve. She watched her children thrive, each of them slowly healing in their own way. Miguel's behavior improved with counseling, his anger fading as he learned to channel his emotions in healthier ways. Sofia blossomed, her maturity balanced with moments of laughter and innocence, no longer feeling the need to carry her mother's burdens. And little Lucia, though still asking about her papa from time to time, found comfort in the love surrounding her. One sunny afternoon, Elena took her children to a nearby park. She watched them run and play, their laughter filling the air, and for the first time in what felt like forever, she allowed herself to relax. She sat on a bench, feeling the warmth of the sun on her face, and closed her eyes, letting the sounds of their joy wash over her. In that moment, she felt Javier's presence beside her, a comforting reminder of the love they had shared. She could almost hear his voice, reassuring her, telling her that she was strong enough to carry on. A soft smile spread across her face, and she opened her eyes, gazing at her children with pride and gratitude. Life wasn't easy, and she knew challenges would continue to come. But she also knew that she had the strength to face them, to keep rising from the shadows. Her journey had been full of pain, but it had also shown her the depths of her resilience, the unbreakable bond of her family, and the power of love to heal even the deepest wounds. As the sun began to set, casting a warm glow over the park, she called her children over, wrapping them in a tight embrace. They laughed, squirming in her arms, but she held them close, a quiet promise in her heart. They would face every tomorrow together, no matter what. In the end, Elena had found her own way, not just to survive, but to live again. She had risen from the shadows, and as she looked toward the future, she knew that they were finally stepping into the light.